From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Iraq claims most of the city of Fallujah. Iraqi special forces were continuing operations in Fallujah Saturday after announcing most of the city had been taken from Islamic State control a day earlier. Iraqi army troops had earlier taken over an IS command center in the region through a series of airstrikes that hit two tactical units and destroyed six machine gun positions. Officials confirmed the Iraqi army had also seized a government building in the center of the city. For almost 2 months, U.S. intelligence officials have described the Islamic State group as being at its weakest point since its rapid expansion, pointing to a number of factors. Officials said jihadists are fleeing the city by mingling with civilians who are also leaving the area. The French news agency reported at least 20,000 people leaving Fallujah in just a few hours. On Thursday, another 42,000 had already fled. Russia's defense minister visited Syria Saturday to meet the country's leader and inspect the Russian airbase there, a high-profile trip intended to underline Moscow's role in the region. The Russian defense ministry said Sergei Shoigu met with President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus for talks that focused on cooperation between the two militaries and some aspects of cooperation in the fight against terrorist groups. The statement added that Shoigu held talks with Assad on orders from President Vladimir Putin. The visit came a day after U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria, calling the actions problematic. This is VOA News. The man accused of a murder that has brought campaigning in the country's European Union referendum to a standstill turned his first court appearance Saturday in London into a chilling spectacle by refusing to state his real identity. Asked his name in Westminster Magistrate Court, Thomas Mayer said, "My name is Death to Traitors, Freedom from Britain." The 52-year-old mayor, accused of murdering British Labour Party lawmaker Joe Cox, also refused to reveal his address or his date of birth. His bizarre performance prompted Deputy Chief Magistrate Emma Arbuthnot to order a psychiatric report into Mayer's mental state that may influence how the case against him proceeds. Mayer's accused of using a dagger and a handgun to kill Cox after she got out of her car for a meeting with constituents Thursday in the small town of Birstall in northern England. She had been actively backing the campaign to keep Britain inside the European Union's hard-fought referendum set for Thursday, and had also advocated better treatment for Syrian refugees, especially children. For the first time since the assassination, a member of Cox's family, her sister, Kim Ledbetter, spoke out about the loss of her sibling.
"For now, our family is broken. But we will mend over time. And we will never let Joe leave our lives. She will live on through all the good people in the world. Through Brendan, through us, and through her truly wonderful children, who will always know what an utterly amazing woman their mother was."
Britain has been in mourning since her death, which made her the first sitting lawmaker killed in Britain in a quarter century. Vigils were held in dozens of towns and cities, and flags have been lowered in many official buildings. Presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton is a grandmother twice over. Chelsea Clinton announced Saturday that she's given birth to her second child, a son named Aiden. The 36-year-old daughter of former President Bill Clinton and the current presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton lives in New York City. She and her hedge fund manager husband, Mark Mezvinsky, have a 20-month-old daughter, Charlotte. On Twitter, Chelsea Clinton said the couple is overwhelmed with gratitude and love. Aiden is the second baby to be born to the child of a presidential candidate this year. In March, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, gave birth to her third child, her son, Theodore James. And a Soyuz capsule carrying a crew from the International Space Station made a successful parachute landing Saturday in Kazakhstan. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.